Shepherd's Can-Can. Over 50 years of endless deals.
Now, Shepherd does the Can-Can.
Endless deals at ShopRite's Can-Can Sale. Going on now. You can't miss it.
What's up, everyone? Before we get into today's episode, I want to give a shout out to Renegade Products, renegadeproductsusa.com. And one of the products that they offer that I've really been enjoying and I think is actually one of the cheapest, I would call it, or least expensive iron removers I've found on the internet, they offer. So it's called the Rebel Voodoo Iron Remover. Actually has a dilution ratio of 1:1. It is listed at $78, but they do have a pop-up. You can save at least 10% off of that. So it brings it close down to 70. And then if you look at a 1:1 dilution ratio, which it still works great at, you're at about $35 a gallon, which I think is the cheapest iron remover I've ever been able to find. So if you go to renegadeproductsusa.com and just search for an iron remover, it'll pop right up. Again, it's called the Rebel Voodoo X Iron Remover. And save yourself some money, get a good product that works. And thanks to Renegade for sponsoring this week's episode.
Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome back to my YouTube channel or my podcast, however you may be listening to this. Today, we're going to be going over my top three favorite ceramic sprays. I use that term loosely in quotes because we all know about, well, ceramic in that term. But anyway, I get asked a lot in the comments of each video, like, okay, that's great that you torture tested this product versus that product, but which one do you actually use in your day-to-day life? Or what are your favorites? What do you kind of reach for? And so over the past couple weeks, I've been really trying to pay attention to, like, okay, when I'm cleaning my own personal cars or my customer cars, what products am I telling them about? Which products do I reach for? And kind of use that as my gauge, because honestly, I try so many different products that come through constantly that I'm constantly testing products that's hard to remember. Man, what are my like core go-tos that I use? Because a lot of times I'm trying out a new product or testing a product or doing a long-term test on a product. And so I honestly just forget what I like. And so I really spent some time over the past couple of weeks kind of, you know, nailing down, okay, what products do I use? And even kind of looking at my shelf full of products and being like, which ones are empty or halfway empty or almost empty or just not full. And so what I came to was these three products right here. So in this video, what we're going to talk about is each individual product, why I like it, maybe some cons about them, and then some, you know, mainly pros. And to be honest, there's probably not going to be that many cons with each one of these because, well, they're the ones I go to. So if I go to them often and the bottles are halfway or all the way gone, that's for a reason. So in no particular order, I'm not going to do a first, second, and third place because I use them all interchangeably, kind of depending upon the situation, the car, what the customer wants, their expectations, and how much they're paying, and then if they have any special requests. So the way I thought that it would be easiest is go from least expensive to most expensive and kind of talk about each product individually. So the first one up is this. This is the Hybrid Solutions or Turtle Wax Ceramic Spray Coating. This one comes in at around $11. I think on their brand store, it's about $15, but there's usually a discount on there. The things I like about it are that it is extremely easy to get. So mainly all auto parts. I think it's even at Walmart. It's definitely on Amazon. It's very inexpensive at $11 for a ceramic coating. Again, I'll use that term loosely. But what you get for that is an extremely easy product to use. I know a lot of people talk about Seal and Shine streaking, especially in direct sun, but this ceramic coating or this spray ceramic coating is very, very sun friendly. It's a lot more friendly, especially on black cars in direct sun, than Seal and Shine can be, especially if it's hot out. A little side tip that I like to do is I actually dilute it down 1:1. Again, you're going to lose some of that durability, but it makes it even easier to apply. So the streaking is going to be significantly less. And that's kind of a hack that I'll do with a lot of products is that I will purposely dilute them down, usually 1:1, Not because I'm trying to be cheap or make the product go further, but it makes the installer experience or the user experience significantly better. And then I just keep that in mind, and I tend to use these products every time I even just wash a car anyway. And my personal cars are usually ceramic coated, and so it's more of a maintenance deal than a standalone protection deal. But that's why I choose, or that's why I have each one of these three products anyway, because they all are so easy to use that you can replace your quick detail spray with any one of these products, especially if you dilute them down and virtually have a super boosted quick detail spray, which eliminates the need for a quick detail spray. So again, the Turtle Wax or hybrid solutions, easy to use, easy to get, cheap, does a phenomenal job, adds a lot of gloss, hydrophobic properties, slickness, all the things that you really look for in a ceramic spray. This one offers it at a great price, $11, I think it was when I just looked. The next one is one that doesn't get talked about too much, but again, kind of is in line with the Turtle Wax or the hybrid solutions. Extremely easy to get. This one I pick up at AutoZone. It's right around $20, so it's going to be a little bit more expensive than the Turtle Wax. Smells amazing, goes on amazing, and probably my favorite feature about all of Griot's products is their sprayers are very stout and very just ergonomic feeling, and so I really like how their sprayers feel in your hand, as well as the bottle. As you can see, it's a little bit different than both of them, but their 3-in-1 ceramic spray works great as a detailer. They call it their ceramic wax. Ceramic wax, ceramic coating, again, that's why I use them kind of in quotes. All these products are about one spray per panel directly into the towel, and then you wipe it in. You could use a second towel, but again, if you cut it down and dilute it even a little bit, it makes that user experience significantly better, and you don't have to worry about streaking or any of that fun stuff. So the third and final one is the Last Coat version 2. Now, I know way back in the day, I was really hard on them, and they went back to the drawing board and came up with this version 2. And then I fell in love with it. So it's kind of this extremely awkward thing that I relationship that I have going on with it, because their first version I hated. I mean, with vengeance, I really didn't like it at all. And then they came back with a version 2, and it's incredibly good. Now, it does sit in at about $35. So kind of similar to like when we looked at the foam cannon soaps and Ethos was like significantly more than the rest. This jump from kind of the middle ground to the higher ground isn't as significant, but incredible durability. I've done a torture test multiple times on it for all the internet brands. The Last Coat definitely stands out above all of them as far as hydrophobics and durability. I will say too, the gloss and the slickness is probably better than both of these. Maybe might be kind of, you'd be really splitting hairs. They really do all equally do a good job. The reason why I would pick the Griot's or the Last Coat over the Turtle Wax, maybe if you're trying to overcome that stigma of the Turtle Wax that they've had in the past, honestly, there's no reasoning for that for the product itself, but some people have that in mind. I'm a professional. I don't use Turtle Wax, which I would completely disagree with, but that's why I have two other options if you're feeling that way, or there's a situation where you're trying to really deliver a premium result and you're worried that the hybrid solutions isn't premium enough for you. Again, I would disagree, but if you feel that way, that's why I have two other options. And that's really why I have options in my arsenal, is depending upon the situation that I'm in, depending upon the client, depending on what they're looking for. I may go with the Last Coat over the Turtle Wax. I may go with the Griot's over all of them. Again, that as a professional and as a detailer is your job to pick what product is going to be great for the situation that you're in that day. And that situation may change the next day after that. So the Last Coat, I guess the biggest downfall to that would be it's quite a bit more expensive than the other two. It's not too big of a, it's quite a bit more of a jump. Definitely double the price of the Turtle Wax. You can use significantly less of the Last Coat than both these for the same result, which you have to factor into the price as well. So there's that. But again, that's why I didn't label these 1, 2, and 3, first, second, and third place, but rather take your pick. And these three are all good depending upon your budget and what you may be looking for. So hope you guys have been enjoying this series of kind of me picking out my top three and sharing it with you. If you have any questions, please post them in the comments below. I will link all these up in the show notes below. And if you're listening to this as a podcast and want to kind of see the video version of this, you can go to autodetailingpodcast.com/YouTube. That's going to redirect you over to my YouTube channel, and you can see my face for radio and me using these products. So yeah, with that, hope you guys enjoyed that one, and I will catch you guys on the next video. See ya.
You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcast-free today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcast-free.